Lord, speak, for your servant is listening. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you didn't know it, you know it now, that God has spoken to his people. It's my happy music. When I think about that line from Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, I can't help but think about how well do I listen? Or am I listening at all? Sometimes I listen very objectively. Sometimes I listen very subjectively. Sometimes I pay attention. Sometimes my mind is someplace else. Sometimes it goes in here and goes out there. Listening is kind of interesting, I think, and it is certainly shaded by whatever we're going through at any given moment. The story of Samuel speaks to me in that when I was a little kid, I can remember this thing with my mother and I. My mother would call me and she would say, Ed, I would ignore it altogether as if I didn't even hear it, thinking to myself, eh. Then we went from Eddie, still ignored her. She couldn't possibly really be calling me. And if she was, it meant I had to do something that I probably didn't want to do anyway. Then we got to the third one, Edward. Did you call me, Mother? Well, I think it's the same thing sometimes when God calls. We think that, you know, why would God call me? Little old me. You know? Just me. Well, I'm here to tell you that God calls all of us all of the time. God calls ordinary people living ordinary lives to do extraordinary things. Think about it. He called Abraham. He called Moses. He called Noah. He called Jesus. He called Mary. Ordinary people living extraordinary, ordinary people called to do extraordinary things from their ordinary life. He called the disciples. Who were the disciples? Fishermen, tax collectors. Jesus hung out with ordinary people. Who were the ordinary people? You and me. Now, why do we not want to listen sometimes? Because God sometimes will call us to do things that we think are beyond our capability, to do the extraordinary. And what does it take to do the extraordinary? It can be a simple little act that transforms in great ways. My reaching out to be with someone who is alone, simple little thing. It may mean me going an extra step, but it's an extraordinary thing in that person's life. To pick up the phone and say hello. To engage a homeless person in conversation is often more important than engaging that person and giving them food, because they know they're not ignored. It's that taking of that extra little step, doing a little bit more. And that's what God calls us to do. You know, we all have sort of our conversion moments or our Damascus moments like Paul, but they're not all that dramatic. Sometimes it's all very simple. And sometimes for us to understand God's voice, we need, and what God is calling us to do, we need sometimes to not only pray and discern, but we have to ask others sometimes to help make it clear. Because God doesn't very often do a face-to-face with us. We have to learn how to discern how God is talking to us. He will do it through other people. You may be watching a movie and have an aha moment where you figure out that God is saying something to you. There's a million and one ways. But isn't it interesting that God calls some of the oddest people to do these great things? Some of the things may be very simple. Some of the things may be very great and change a whole lot very, very quickly. Think about Rosa Parks, an ordinary woman living an ordinary life and getting on a bus and not going to the back of that bus. Made a huge difference. Tomorrow, we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. An ordinary man living an ordinary life, doing extraordinary things that changed the world. In September of 1963, the 16th Street Baptist Church was bombed. And it was the 21st bombing in 8 years. And subsequently, no one had been brought to justice. It also brought the plight of civil rights to an international consciousness, because a group of miners living in Wales collected money to buy a new stained glass window for the 16th Street Baptist Church. Talk about ordinary people doing ordinary things and making an extraordinary difference. At the funeral for those four young girls, Dr. King said, "We have to be patient with our white brothers in this time of darkness." No blame. No blame. Just we have to be patient with each other. So, if you're going to say, "Lord, speak," I suggest that you do so carefully, because you may be opening up a can of worms, and you may be called to do things that take you outside of your comfort zone. Now, it may not be as dramatic as Rosa Parks. It may be, "I'm not in a good mood and I don't want to talk to you, but I'm going to talk to you." It doesn't matter. You know, God's going to ask you to love, but usually God will say, "You know, but I want you to love this person." Or, "You need to forgive." Okay. But you need to forgive that person, and that can be difficult. All it takes for ordinary people living ordinary lives like you and me is to just go a little bit further. So I suggest that if you're going to say, "Speak, Lord," then be prepared to say, "Here I am, Lord, take me. I'm ready to do what it is that you're calling me to do." Big, small, important, unimportant. Because the fact of it is that God is in each one of us being us. So when you ask yourself the question, "Where is God?" all you have to do is look in the mirror and figure out that God is calling us to do it. Amen.